As a minister for the United Church of Christ, commentator Deborah Jarvis has led many, many services. Here's the story of one of them.
Vespers is an easy gig for a minister. There's no sermon, no offering, no announcements. It is simply chanting, praying, silence, and communion. I could keep it to myself that my mentor and friend had died 2 days before. Gwen had disliked the phrase courageous battle, so she and I would discuss her dance with cancer. I was absolutely calm during the first half of the service. Then I stood up to begin the sacrament of communion. I got to the phrase, Jesus was raised from death. The tears began to flow, and I could not stop them. Just keep saying the words, I told myself. And so, tears streaming down my face, I continued. My hands were shaking and my nails were digging into the bread. I was just about to say, do this in remembrance of me, when suddenly a woman in the front pew stood up. Her clothes were dirty and her hair lay in greasy tangles around her shoulders. Excuse me, she said. Yes? Well, I'm here for healing because I came in late and I didn't get to say my prayer, so could I say it now? Everyone's eyes shifted from her to me. For a moment, I thought about asking her to sit down, telling her the prayer time was over. Couldn't she see we were right in the middle of communion? But then I thought about Gwen, how she always had time for me. Yes, I said, please do say your prayer. Oh, okay, good. Well, I pray to be healed because sometimes voices in my head tell me I'm a bad person. And even though my husband was already drunk when he left and I was a little bit nagging at him because he drinks because he thinks I'm a bad person because I was clutching the loaf as she rambled on. And I realized that this woman was battling, dancing with her mental illness, and that she was here faithfully expecting healing. Then I saw that I, too, could faithfully expect the cold, piercing ache in my heart to heal. And here I was performing a ritual that was meant to remember the great love and compassion of Jesus. So it was no wonder that the instant I opened my heart to this woman, some of my own pain melted away. When she finished, I smiled and said, "The Lord hears your prayer." Then I continued the sacrament. After the service was over, we all stood up to shake hands or hug. I watched nervously out of the corner of my eye. Would she be ignored? Everyone in the congregation gave her a hug, even though I could tell one man was holding his breath. She came up to me last and threw her arms around me. "Peace of the Lord," she said loudly. "I think Jesus was crying at the Last Supper, don't you?" "Absolutely," I answered. And then, still holding me, she asked, "Can I please have the rest of the bread?"
Deborah Jarvis is a minister in Seattle.